April showers are critical for the 2022 wheat crop, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. More than half the state is in severe drought or worse, with pockets of extreme and exceptional drought spreading into the corner of southwest Kansas. Surrounding states are equally worse off, except for Nebraska. Less than 45 minutes east of the Colorado border, Gary Milashofsky reported that wheat in central Kearney County is hit with dry pockets, poor emergence, and little tillering. Looking at the Palmer Drought Severity Index, Kearney County is a splotch of dark red, indicating severe drought. Two snows and one rain event in the last month all amounted to a quarter inch to 30 hundredths of an inch of moisture. However, just an hour to the northeast in Dighton, Ron Soups reported that wheat stands are looking better than last year, with a few spots that either didn't emerge or suffered from winter kill. Subsoil moisture currently measures around 2 feet thanks to 1 to 1.5 inches of moisture since October that came over a series of snows and light rain. Still, Soups said that a more timely rain is needed to put a normal yield in the bin. While moisture is the current limiting factor for this year's harvest, the outlook is more than nuanced than measuring the dust or raindrops in the gauge. According to the Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report on April 4th, issued by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the winter wheat crop is holding steady at 30% very poor to poor, 38% fair, and 32% good to excellent. That holds for Tanner, who farms so close to the Nebraska border he can practically see it from his house. Winter wheat acres are up in his area, thanks to decent moisture last fall that put out a good stand. Producers in the area are even adding spring wheat into their rotations. He and others also went ahead with top dressing. Many have locked in fertilizer last fall when prices were lower and taking advantage of the area's heavy clay soils to help stash away nitrogen for a rainy day. But that day needs to come soon. Even Kansas producers who have received good moisture still would like to see more during this critical growth period for the wheat crop. Jay Armstrong farms in Atchison County, a short half hour outside Kansas City. The wheat in his area looks excellent, having received about 2 inches of moisture in the last month. While his outlook for harvest is good right now, he agreed more moisture is needed in the next 2 weeks to keep momentum going for this year's crop. The same is true for Martin Kirshen, who farms near Garden Plain in south central Kansas. He received an inch of moisture last week, continuing to fuel an above-average looking crop. With higher prices on the board, farmers upped acres slightly in the fall and have top-dressed their wheat in the spring, even with higher input prices. While he is grateful for moisture, he reported 2 to 3 inches more will be needed to make the crop, especially double-cropped wheat after soybeans. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.